All right, but right now we're going to talk to Steve Kastenbaum, KBC News contributor, regarding the New Hampshire primary. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Snowy day here in New Hampshire, but that is not stopping any of the candidates from really putting on a lot of miles today and trying to get out those undecided voters in their favor.
So no Trump canceling his plane ride or whatever he did the other day when it was snowing too much?
I'm waiting to find out whether he went home last night or stayed here. I have a feeling he may have stayed because of the snow. He has a big major event at the Verizon Wireless Center in a small arena in downtown Manchester tonight, and I don't think he wants to miss that.
Were you at the Republican debate?
I was, yes.
What was it like sitting in the audience with the guys backstage? Could you see them backstage stalled out, or were they just an empty podium sitting there and no one knew what was going on?
Well, the only people allowed in the debate hall are the ticket holders and the actual production crew and the moderators. The rest of us, the media, we're in a filing center,
so we watched
that unfold with everybody else back in their homes. It was, I'll tell you, people were sort of laughing out loud in the filing center. We had no idea what was going on. It was the most awkward opening to a debate we'd ever seen.
One of the things that I thought was interesting was when Donald Trump got booed, and then he had a really interesting comeback. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, and he said it again out on the campaign trail the following day, that everybody in the audience, they were Republican Party donors or special interest people that got tickets either through the Republican Party or through the campaigns. And I asked him about that later on as he came into the spin room, and he said, no, the audience didn't turn to me at all. They weren't my people. We asked for tickets. They only gave us 20 tickets. They gave all the rest of the tickets to the donors and special interest people. So no, I don't think the audience turned on me. It wasn't my people. It was the other guy's audience.
And is that accurate? Or I mean, it was just an interesting comeback. And I've always thought he should make more of the fact that he's not incumbent to anybody, upon anybody. And here was an example of a room full of donors, and he could talk squarely to them and say, hey, you guys are trying to pull the strings here. You can't pull mine.
Well, here's the thing. The Republican Party had how many candidates on that stage? 7 candidates. And there's a lot of tickets that have to go out to a lot of the campaigns, and there was only so many seats in that hall. So, they did parse out the tickets, hopefully equally. They said they gave a certain number out to each campaign and then a certain number out to Republican Party officials. And then local Republican Party officials who worked very hard on this election here in New Hampshire get tickets. So, the audience probably was not made up of a lot of Donald Trump supporters, but it doesn't mean they were all there because they were donors to other campaigns.
And then I also heard a lot of I did not watch this particular debate, I must tell you, but I heard a lot of positive buzz about the governors, particularly Bush. Was that apparent?
I was going to say, I'm out on the campaign trail today, and I'm, really running all over the state in a driving snowstorm, and I'm following both Democrats and Republicans. The one thing I'm hearing from the audiences at the Republican events is that they feel that they're leaning towards voting for one of the governors. The undecided people are at least saying that because they feel they at least have that leadership experience. So it sounds like that narrative is resonating with at least some of the undecided Republican voters here.
So we're talking about Christie, Bush, and Kasich, right?
Exactly, that's right.
And did one of them, have you heard one name above the others?
Yeah, I don't think I have a big enough
sample size
in order to make that call, to be honest, because I'm running around a lot today at different events. And at some of these events, you have undecided people, and others are supporters of the candidates they're going to see.